Would you pray with me? Oh Lord, we have heard your word, a word that speaks out of the history of our faith, words that have been kept alive by your people throughout the ages. And we pray that today they may have the same impact, the same power, the same grace, the same love as when they were first uttered. And may it move our hearts and give us new visions and understandings. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Today, on this Heritage Sunday, I want to take a look at the Apostle Andrew. As you read in the bulletin, Andrew is the patron saint of Scotland. The flag of Scotland has Andrew's cross on it. Andrew did not believe that he should be crucified on a cross like his master Jesus, so he asked to be crucified on one in an X shape. There was a period of time when some relics of Andrew. Now, relics in the old times were bones or other things of the saints or the apostles. And they became great places for people to make a spiritual pilgrimage, to be close to those and to pray to God. Well, some of Andrew's relics were supposedly at St. Andrew's Cathedral, which I saw on the coast of Scotland, in St. Andrew's, Scotland. The cathedral now is in ruins, and the relics were taken elsewhere when the priests left the cathedral. But Andrew has held a real special place, not only in Scotland, but a number of other countries. And why is it? What is it about Andrew that makes him stand out? He was not his brother Simon Peter, the firebrand. He wasn't James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who always were brash and boastful and always trying to get the best spots and stuff. He wasn't the Apostle Paul. Why does Andrew stand out? Well, I want to begin with a story. One day, a grandfather went fishing on a small lake, and he pushed his boat away from the dock and jumped in and managed to get way out before dropping his anchor. His grandson and his son came down to the dock and noticed that Grandpa was sitting out in the boat with his head propped in both hands, not doing anything. And the grandson asked, "What's Grandpa doing?" Father said, "Well, he was going to go fishing, but it looks like he forgot his fishing equipment because here it sits." And the boy asked then, "Well, why doesn't he just row back and get the stuff?" And his father replied, "I think he would, son, except he forgot the oars, too." Now, with that story, I'm not suggesting that Andrew was forgetful. He was a fisherman by trade, along with his brother Simon Peter. But the thing that makes Andrew stand out, unlike the grandfather, was that he always had faith in Jesus, even when he didn't fully understand. And I say not like the grandfather, because the grandfather could have just paddled his way back to the dock with his hands over the sides of the boat. But he didn't. But Andrew is the type of disciple that would have done that. He appears four times in the Gospels, all four of them. And the first is the one that we heard from the Gospel of Matthew. when he's chosen by Jesus along with his brother Simon Peter to come follow Jesus, and Jesus would make him fish for people. In the Gospel of John, I believe it's the 4th chapter, Andrew is listed as a disciple of John the Baptist. And he's there standing with John when Jesus walks by and John says, "The Lamb of God." And so Andrew left John at that point and went and followed Jesus. And Jesus says, "What do you want?" And they said, he and this one other disciple from John said, "Well, we want to get to know you. We want to hear from you. Where are you staying?" He said, "Come and see." And so they went with him and spent the rest of the day with him. And that evening, or later that day, Andrew goes back to his brother, Simon Peter, and tells him, "We have found the Messiah. We have found the Messiah." And he takes Simon to meet Jesus. Now, according to John's Gospel, Andrew is the first apostle to declare that Jesus is none other than the Anointed One, on whom the hopes of the world rested. And then there's that feeding of the 5,000. And Jesus says, "Feed them." "With what should we feed them?" And Andrew says, "Well, this little boy over here has got 5 loaves of bread and 4 fish. But what use are they?" But he brings them to Jesus. And we know that Jesus feeds 5,000 people from those 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He still brings the boy to Jesus, even though he couldn't understand how it would help. Deep down, I think maybe Andrew might have thought, maybe Jesus can do something with this. And then in John chapter 12, we hear the following. "Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, 'Sir, we wish to see Jesus.' Philip went and told Andrew. And then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus." You see, in the Gospels, Andrew's role as an apostle was to bring people to Jesus. The boy with the fish, his brother, Greeks. But he couldn't have done that if he didn't have faith that Jesus was who Jesus said he was. And there was something about Jesus that allowed Andrew to have that faith. Paul might say that Andrew saw Jesus was his Lord and therefore had faith in him. Today on Grain of Christ Sunday, that's the mantra of this day. Jesus is Lord. No one else. It's a statement of faith. But it's also a statement of priorities and possibilities. I remember taking a class from a visiting professor many, many years ago. And in one 3-hour class, he must have said that Jesus is Lord close to 40 times. I think we kind of got the picture by the end of the class. And I remember thinking, well, that's really trite and silly, saying it so often. But as I thought about it, you would be hard-pressed to find 3 words that mean as much as these in the life of a person. Jesus is Lord cuts through the jargon of nearly 2,000 years to announce the simple message that God has joined humanity in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. This confession of Jesus as Lord is one of the oldest confessions that we have in the church. So you see, Andrew reminds us that we have to trust Jesus as our Lord. We may not understand how things can happen, but if we entrust it to Jesus, to God, things can happen. That Jesus can take our meager offerings and make something of them. Andrew did much good in his life. But he didn't do it to feather his nest or to get brownie points. But because he believed that was his calling. To witness to Jesus. To bring people to Jesus. And he did it well. Because he believed that the Anointed One could deal with those that Andrew presented to. And I think that's a question for all of us. Do we believe that God can use our meager efforts to make things happen in the lives of others? Do we have to have things figured out for ourselves, or can we just leave it to God and say, God, I'm not sure how this helps or anything, but I offer this. I recall a story about Mother Teresa. As a young, faith-filled woman, Mother Teresa of Calcutta told her superiors, I have 3 pennies and a dream from God to build an orphanage. And her superiors chided her, saying, you can't build an orphanage on 3 pennies. With 3 pennies, you can't do anything. I know, she said with a sly smile. But with God and 3 pennies, I can do anything. With God and 3 pennies, I can do anything. With Jesus and 5 loaves and 2 fish, I can do anything. I could even go back and get my fishing gear and the oars off the dock. With God and 3 pennies, we can rebuild or build the church. Andrew believed that. Do we? We don't have to have it all figured out. We can leave that part to God. People might think we're silly and not in touch with reality. Can you imagine what you would have said if Mother Teresa had come to you and said, I've got 3 pennies and I've had a dream, God wants me to build an orphanage, would you have said, okay, yeah. We need to look at what people have achieved with so little. We can make a difference. We just have to have faith in the one who is the Lord of our lives. What have you been doing? What have you been holding off from doing? Because you didn't know if you could. You didn't know if it was possible. Trust yourself. Trust God. And just try to do it. How has your fishing been lately?